Recorded Books presents Divine Intervention, Rogue Stars Book 2, by Jamie Castle. Narrated by James Patrick Cronin and Mark Thompson.
Malik, 1. I find it kind of funny to look at my life and wonder, how did I get here? I mean, I'm the son of the Lenzabin Minister of Justice, so things should have been pretty good. Posh, even. But maybe that was it. Growing up, treated like royalty, while people in the colonies got the serf treatment, was like having a permanent itch I couldn't scratch. I just couldn't let it go. That led me to a series of events that landed my ass in a Lenzab prison at the shit end of space. Instead of choosing the silver spoon, I'd opted for a trigger. Funny how that works. Funny. Nothing really funny about it, I guess. Stupid, maybe. I wonder what I would have been doing if I'd taken that easy life, instead of sitting in a Zetatross shuttle staring at an assortment of battleships looming out in what should have been empty space. Months before this moment, I'd infiltrated Purgatory, Prison Station 12, the lockup the government thought they'd sent me to. But I'd wanted to be there. I got things ready for a band of rebels to do their thing. PS-12 was the place for the re-education of political prisoners, so the government isolated it far away from Centuridium space. Not only was it remote, they kept the location a closely guarded secret. But that secret was bigger than any of us had previously imagined. They'd situated it on the other side of a wormhole, one that just so happened to be unstable. So much for loading up the resistance by springing all the inmates to fight their jailers. What started out as a rebel recruitment drive turned into a frantic fight for survival as the wormhole collapsed, with no way for anyone on this side to reopen it. That's another thing we took for granted. We trusted so much in all the technology we had at our disposal, it never crossed our esteemed government's mind to work out a way home should the ethereal miracle of a stable space fold fail, leaving us stranded. We thought we had more solutions than problems until about 2.4 seconds ago, when the space outside of said space-based prison station vomited a host of warships through what should have been a collapsed wormhole.
If I made a list of things I didn't think I would see today, Benjamin Perdaxis, Purgatory's former warden turned colony commander, sat next to me in the co-pilot's seat, his jaw equally unhinged, drawing in mouthfuls of recycled starship air.
They with you? I asked, pretty confident they weren't.
I was about to ask you the same thing, Perdaxis grunted.
Might have been a good guess, too, I shook my head. Not my people. The former commander let his fingers fly across the controls, coaxing the sensors into a sweep of what filled our view screen. Readings dashed into the forward control displays, and from the look of Perdaxis's head bobbing, they were confirming some of what he already suspected.
See how the hull just seems to be dull, even in the light of Phobos's star? Perdaxis pointed out. If the ship's sensors are to be believed, then the outer plating is reading back as organic.
As in, they're alive? I asked.
Or grown, the commander agreed.
So, we make a run for it, right? Get past them and back through the hole?
Task Sergeant Kildane said from the back of the craft. The man was restrained in an H-harness with his hands and feet bound to the seat. He wasn't going anywhere. I locked those straps in myself to make sure that thick-headed Lenzab punk didn't get his ass, or any other part of him, free of the restraints. He'd helped lead a revolt that almost got a lot of us killed because he killed someone for no better reason than he was angry. I know, pretty hypocritical coming from someone who staged his own rebellion, but this was different. We were all down there on Phobos, prisoners in our own right.
How about you shut your mouth and let us concentrate on doing our jobs so we don't end up as a collection of space dust when that ship decides it doesn't like us, I offered.
Switching to the ship's comms, I asked, PS-12, station control, this is Shuttle Aceto Falco 3. You getting anything from these ships?
We see what you do, 3, the officer running station control replied. No signals or even drive signatures. They just stopped dead in space after exiting the wormhole.
Behind me, I could hear POS Kildane seething. I knew what he was thinking. 5 fires, I was too. We were closer than we'd been in months to finding a way through the hole, and we weren't taking it. He grunted against the restraints, but it was futile. Not only did I tie them, but Perdaxis locked the dude's guardsman's armor into place. The whole suit had an exoskeletal strut system that more than doubled the strength of the wearer through an augmented neuro-wire-driven frame. It was pretty impressive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?